Big Jim's House on 94.7 WCSX.
Players, it is Battle of the Burbs Wednesday, our first round. Everybody ready to rock and roll? We're doing good?
Absolutely.
Right, here we go. All right. Okay, we've got Dave in Downriver. How you doing, Dave?
Great. How you doing, Jim?
Good, buddy. And Randy, your east side, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, and Chris is our west side one, so you'll say west. Okay, here we go. Question number one. What famous sandwich cookie is actually a knockoff made 4 years after Hydrox cookies were created?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Don River!
Dave, what's the answer?
Fudge Stripes?
No, not Fudge Stripes. Ryan had those yesterday. sorry, inside joke. Anyway.
I'll take a stab. East side.
Randy, what's the answer?
Oreo.
It is.
Yay.
Well played. Oreo. Double stuff, triple stuff. Don't they just sell the stuffing now where you can just get the stuffing?
Yes.
Okay. That's a big bag of sad. You sit. No, it's not gross. All right. East side of the one. Question number two. John Hughes wrote the screenplay for what movie after a stressful family trip that left us thinking, what if one of my kids had been accidentally left behind at home? John Hughes wrote the screenplay for a movie after a stressful family trip that left him thinking, what if one of my kids had been accidentally left behind at home?
East side.
Randy for the win.
Home alone.
There it is.
Woo. All right.
Randy, you won. You have got the Battle of the Burbs Live t-shirt. Everybody else, we're going to play 720 and 820 today, right? Battle of the Burbs Wednesday.
Yep.
East side getting back in it. Give us an east side.
East side.
7 o'clock on the nose. Big Jim's house. Big Jim. There's Ryan and Ange. And Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. Next round coming up, we'll get players like, what, 10 minutes?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Need your help. 248-398-9279. Something to contemplate this morning. Decatur, Illinois police are looking for a guy who recently robbed a Pizza Hut delivery driver. Okay. It happens. I told the story when I was in high school, somebody stole a pizza delivery truck.
Wow,
she left it running. She ran into an apartment building, delivered a couple pizzas, came back. It was gone. They found it like 3 hours later in a drainage ditch with like all the pizzas eaten and most of the beer that they had with them from a 12-pack. Gone. And just left it. And this was before cell phones, so she had to go back into the apartment and call the pizza joint and get the manager to come and get her. Yeah, that was not. She didn't live that down. Not bad for her, though. But this guy, this pizza delivery driver, was robbed with a saw. The thief pulled out his saw and stole the pizzas before running off. No money was taken. Now, you can have the pizzas. I'm not getting in a fight with someone over five pizzas.
No.
But what kind of saw?
That's
one of those. Like a handsaw, like something to cut branches off a tree. I'm not really that afraid of it. I mean,
if he's using a cord, you know, a cord drill, just get like a table saw or something. All you got to do is just get enough away to where he can't reach you.
If he's got a table saw, he can't chase you. It's on wheels. I mean, he's going to like... radial arm saw, circular saws, things like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, if it's plugged in.
You just got to back up a few feet and then he won't reach you.
So, isn't that weird, though?
That's one of those things where you're like, you come up with the idea to rob somebody, but then you look around to see what you got threaten them with.
What do I have? I got a radial arm saw. I got a circular saw here. I got a jigsaw. It's better than like one of those mouse sanders. That probably wouldn't have worked if you mouse sanded the guy. Oh. The delivery guy. I'm going to irritate your skin like you wouldn't believe, man.
Try going out in the sun tomorrow.
Yeah. Give me the pizza or I'm going to exfoliate you. Second round of burps. Here we got our players on the phone. Everybody ready to roll?
Wonderful. We're good.
Okay, here we go. Second round of Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. Ed, West Side. How you doing, Ed?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing good, man. All right, you yell out West, and then we'll call on you. Art, you're downriver, so you yell out down, right?
Yeah.
Got it. And then Paul, you're East Side. You yell out East, okay?
Got it.
Okay, do not answer until we call on you. Ryan is the judge. He'll yell out East, West, or downriver. You get one guess per question. That's it. Two out of three wins. Here we go. What classic rock band recently shared a picture of a Lego recreation of their stage setup for the Division Bell Tour? Hint, it's a little more than just another brick in the wall.
East.
Paul, what's the answer?
Yes. Pink Floyd.
Yes. Nice. That was close, too, dude. All right, here we go. Question number two. A mop company already owned a trademark on a character named SpongeBoy, so the creators of this show named it this instead.
West Side.
That would be Ed. What's the answer?
SpongeBob.
Yeah. He lives in a pineapple. Never knew that. SpongeBoy. Okay, that would have been weird. West Side with one, East Side with one. Question number three. At some point in their lives, approximately one out of every eight workers in the U.S. has worked for this fast food company known for their golden arches.
Down.
Art, what's the answer?
McDonald's.
There it is. All right, we have a legit tie. Here's the tiebreaker. CSX is giving away a new Traeger Ironwood 885 pellet grill to one lucky...
West.
Ed, what's the...
Oh, go ahead.
No, you. Day. You're the judge, dude.
East.
Paul, you're sure? Okay. East side, what's the answer?
Father's Day.
There we go. Okay.
That was close.
You won, dude. Paul, congratulations, okay?
Oh, I love it.
Ed and Art, we got another round coming up at 8:20, so we'll get players around, what, 8:10?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right, very good. Okay.
You should.
All right, hold on. Instant replay time. No, we're turning our best around here. You're the judge. You want to go to the instant replay booth?
Go ahead.
I don't want to throw you under a bus or a train or anything.
I already know it.
Okay. We have it? We got it. The last question, there was some concern. We had the players. They're still on. Ed was not happy. Ed's not happy right now, apparently, because he thought he called it out first. Ryan being the judge. You're the referee of the game. You can't win. You can only get things wrong.
Yeah.
Right? If you do your job, nobody cares. If you screw one thing up, you're done. So we want to thank Jim Joyce for being a referee this morning. Hold on. We got it? Okay, listen. Here's the answer to the last question about Father's Day.
West.
Quiet. Quit with a nervous laugh. Okay, quiet. You guys listen. 248-398-9279. Let me turn up. Who do you think, Ange? I think there's a down in the beginning of this. I swear to God. Hold on.
West.
You saying down? Well, come in. Okay, hold on. Come on, Andrew, hurry up. One more time.
West.
What do you think, Ange? Ange's in the other room listening. What do you think?
Play it one more time.
One more time. Here we go.
West.
You hear down in the beginning,
West.
Don't? Okay, you hear West. I'm hearing down. I'd ask Ryan, but he doesn't know what the hell he's doing this morning. No, it's not fair.
No, there's definitely a D at the start of it. The worst part is, I think I just blacked out for a second because I don't even hear an East at all.
You blacked out for a second?
I don't know what happened. Okay. I don't even remember that question happening.
Okay, 248-398-9279. Hold on. We need your guys' help. Listen closely.
West.
All right. We'll try to figure that out next.
Text messages are going to be rolling in.
It's Ryan Logan. It's ryan.logan@bbgi.com. If you want to get hold of him directly, you just gave your email out on the air. Can I give your cell number? Hand me your phone.
No.
CSX Big Jim's House, 735. How you doing, Ryan? You good?
I am good.
Okay. So it's Battle of Burbs Wednesday. We have another round coming up around 8:20, so we'll get players at 8:10. Round two came down to a tiebreaker question. Ryan yelled out, East. That's not what everybody else heard. So we're trying to figure out, and the one guy, there were a couple of people that are upset about it. The other two players are going, wait a minute. So we've isolated the audio. We didn't edit it. We slowed it down a little bit. This is the actual audio of the answer. We need your guys' help to make sure. We just want to make sure we get it right. 248-398-9279. Here's the audio. Who do you think called it out first?
West.
Okay.
No.
See, I don't want to. Okay. I'm hearing down.
Yeah.
Are you hearing down now?
Oh, 100%. I'm admitted to it. Right. I said East, and that wasn't even in the answer.
I don't know where you were with that one.
I'm telling you. Something happened. I just blanked out for a little bit. I got a shock from one of these wires in here or something. And
is that what it is?
For a second.
Hey, Sherry. He's blaming engineering again. Okay. Hold on. Who's this?
This is Kathy.
Kathy, what'd you hear?
I heard down.
We did, too. Okay, down.
Yeah, I heard down, then the West.
Okay, down, West, which could be the name of a rock album. We don't know.
So, right.
All right. Well, that's one vote for down. Hold on. We're going to keep going through the phones here. Have a good morning.
Okay.
All All right, let's go to Ann Arbor. Dale, what'd you hear?
I definitely heard down every time you played it back.
Down West West, right?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Thank you, bud.
Okay.
All right, bud. You be good. Officer Bill, what are we looking for? Is it down West West or I don't want to... Well, what'd you hear first?
That was definitely down.
Okay, down, then West West. All right, one more. Officer Bill, you have a good day, bud. Stay safe, okay?
All right, you too. Yep, bye.
There it goes, one more. Mike and Warren, what'd you hear?
Hey, I heard it down in the beginning, just like you did.
Okay,
he wasn't as loud as the other two, but yeah, there's a down in the beginning.
And to be honest, we also trimmed out the part where I was asking the question as well, so that made it even harder to hear. So, yeah. Okay, so Downriver technically won that round.
Yeah.
Are we changing it? Are we agreed we're going to change it to Downriver? Paul still gets his prize, but we'll take care of Art. Okay. All right, Mike. You off to work? What are you doing today?
No, I'm kicking back today.
You want a job as a judge?
Okay.
Sorry, that was mean. That was mean. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. That's all right. I listen to you guys every morning, man. You guys rock.
Hey, Andres Galarraga just called. He said he heard down as well. Jim Joyce.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
too soon. We can't do that. All right. Mike, have a great day, buddy.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, buddy. So we're agreed. Downriver won that round.
100%, yeah.
But we'll make sure they all get prizes. They get their Battle of the Burbs Live t-shirts. There's one text message that came in was still the most magical one.
Yeah, people are all firing in, but... From the 248, whoever you are, text in your name because I want to know who you are. But I'm a little hard of hearing, and I heard down, dumbass.
Dumbass. As soon as we saw that text, all you could do is hear red from that 70s show, right? I'm a little hard of hearing, and I heard it. Dumbass.
I'm human.
So another round of Battle of the Burbs coming up. If you could be here by 8:10 and you want to judge, come on over.
I'm saying everyone wrong, just despite of it.
So moody. At what age do you start becoming your father? New survey. If you want to see the age, we'll give you this part. 37 is when you start acting like your dad. Now, there's a list of 10 signs, things that people do. If you want to check that out, and you should, to see if you're doing any of these, the keyword, of course, is
house.
Now, there's a couple things we're talking about here. What do you do? When did you become your dad? A. And then B, what do you do that's very dad-like? You stop something. Whoa, I can't believe I'm doing that. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. Is there anyone who comes to mind for you, Ryan?
Yes, I think I do. Well, my mom calls me Minnie Mel. That was my dad's name.
Right.
But the one thing I know I do that's a very dad move is I'll fall asleep watching TV. Heidi will change the channel, and I'll wake up and go, "What are you doing? I was watching that."
Oh my God, you do that?
Oh yeah,
that's
all
a dad
the time.
Move. That's a dad move.
I think this age of 37. I think mine was more of 27.
Oh my God. That's a dad move. It might even be on the list. Again, text us. Keyword, of course, is
house.
Yeah, check this list out, man. It's pretty good. Okay. Quick reminder before we get the phone calls here. 248-398-9279. You got till what? Friday at midnight.
Yes, Friday at midnight.
I say the name wrong every time. Grilly got me. We're giving away a brand new grill from our friends at Traeger Grill and a bunch of amazing prizes. All you got to do is send us a picture of dad in front of the grill. Of course, the keyword there is...
Dad.
Yeah, that's it. And by the way, grilling is definitely on the top 10 list. I've become way too serious about grilling recently with a Traeger. I have one, had one for a couple of years, and you know that. Don't I just bore the crap out of you guys when I talk about grilling?
I mean, it's okay, because I like... You're not just doing regular grilling, you know? You're smoking stuff, you're using different pellets, different woods, trying different things. I will say, though, I get a little weirded out when I don't get a picture every Sunday morning of something in the smoker.
Something on the smoker?
Yeah.
Yes.
What are they doing?
It's one thing when you talk about grilling, but then when you send all your friends pictures of what you're grilling.
Well, you said the three different steps. You said hour zero, hour about four, and then the hour eight finish job.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Hey, I just got lit up for a half hour.
You earned it. I'm just trying to be a nice guy. 248-398-9279. Richard Warren, what is it, man?
My dad move is acting like I didn't hear a question.
That is a well played.
You know, somebody's talking to you, you just ignore him like you didn't hear him.
My dad would do that. Yeah. He would do that to my stepmom all the time. What?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Just watch TV like you didn't hear nothing. So you didn't have to get up and do anything.
Now you
I do that
as
all the time.
So Rich, as Ryan as a soon to be newlywed, don't do any of those things.
No.
Yeah. No. Wait till you're married about 10 years, then you get away with it, right, Rich? Seems to be like a buffer.
Oh, definitely. And you know, let them know from the beginning that you're hard of hearing, even if you're not.
Well, based on how we judged the last Birds game, that's not an. I'm pretty sure she knows about that. So. All right, Rich. Have a good morning, bud.
Yeah, I'll talk to you guys later.
There you go. So we have our top 10 list here, signs of you becoming your dad and the age at which you become your father. Just text us. The keyword, of course, is
house.
One that's on the list, and I don't know, I'm not going to say what number. You finish the leftover food on everyone's plate. Mm. You don't do that?
No. Ah, so he was already eating it.
What are you talking about?
If you're eating something, I'm not going to... No.
That's why I got kicked out of Rams on twice.
This is Battle of the Birds. Time to play Battle of the Birds.
All right, one more round. We got our players on the phone. Morning, everybody. We're good?
Oh, yeah. Good morning, all.
Good morning. Don, that was Don. Don is West Side, so Don, you yell out West, okay?
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie. Dave, Downriver, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're good, man. Rich, you're East Side, brother.
Always.
All right, we're going to see if East Side and Downriver can go get 2 out of 3. West Side, none today. 0 for 2. Here we go. Here's how it works. You call out what side you're from. Ryan's the judge. He'll call on you. Don't answer until we call on you, and then you only get one guess per question. Cool?
Got it.
Here we go. Question number one. After taking a break due to the stay-at-home order, demolition has resumed for what venue in Auburn Hills?
West.
West Side.
Don, what's the answer?
Palace of Auburn Hills.
Yeah. We have that video up too, Keyboard House. Our friend Diana actually took a drone in there a couple days ago, so I don't know why. Right? Don't know why they're tearing it down, but whatever. Okay, here we go. Question number two. Matthew McConaughey almost played Jack, and Claire Danes almost played Rose in what blockbuster film from the 90s?
East Side.
Rich, what's the answer?
Titanic.
Right. Hey, man, there's a big old ice thing coming up, man. Just turn that ship. All right. Wouldn't work with McConaughey, would it?
Around.
I go around that thing, man. That's going to tear us up, man. Okay, question number three. 48 years ago today, President Nixon's downfall began when 5 plumbers were arrested.
East Side!
Rich, what's the answer?
Watergate.
Wow.
Good game, too. Don and Dave, you guys are great players this morning. We're going to play again tomorrow at 8:20, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. All right. Rich, 2 out of 3 for the East Side this morning, Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. Our buddy Brett Michaels, and I'm going to be totally honest, when I saw this morning, before I listened to it, I kind of gave him the blow off.
Whatever, dude.
Well, here you sound.
You and I both, because, we've seen the Sammy Hagar ones, he's been doing these, and he's been calling them Music Mondays. He's been doing them every Monday. And I just kind of been like, I don't really want to listen.
But here's the problem. Brett Michaels, you freaking nailed it.
Yeah, man.
You nailed this. 248-398-9279. If you want to watch the whole video of Brett doing this at home, the key word is...
House.
Yeah, we got it right up there. It's on the Big Jim's House page. Here's a little bit of it.
Your mama don't dance.
Cool is that?
That harmonica's cool, him doing that.
You'll love the video, too. 248-398-9279. We'll send it right to you. The keyword is...
House.
There it is, the music for You Grilly Got Me. Real quick reminder, you got until Friday at midnight, right?
Yes, okay. Friday midnight.
We need to see a picture of your dad by the grill. Doesn't have to be cooking. Just could be air guitar and a spatula, whatever.
A lot of good ones up there, though. There's some competition. Though.
There is. And it's totally random, though, so it doesn't matter. Don't worry about it if you don't have the best photo. You got to text us, though. The keyword is...
Dad.
Yeah. And you can register to win that Traeger grill, plus some amazing prizes from Wendy at Atkins.
Very
and also,
cool.
Oh, yeah, Detroit. Grooming. I mean, you name it. There's a whole list on there. Now, there's one other thing going on this morning. We've been talking about Father's Day on Sunday, obviously. And at what point do you become your dad? We have the age and a list of the top 10 things. grilling is definitely on there. If you want to see it, Keyword House will send it right to your phone. That's for anything on the show. But when did you become your dad, and what's your dad thing now? I told you, 6 o'clock dinner. That's my dad, 100%. I am set on dinner's at 6.
That's a good one, though, because that still keep you guys are coming together for dinner, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not a bad one.
Pretty much Adam's the one I'm like, but 6:03, I'm that guy.
Adam!
Calling upstairs, Adam here. 248-398-9279. John Wyandotte, what you got, bud?
Hey, Jim, what's going on?
Nothing, brother.
So I started acting like my dad probably when I started working on vehicles. My dad was always the type of guy to have you sit there and watch. You weren't allowed to touch nothing.
Right.
You just had to sit there and watch him fix the car. I'm the same way. My kid's outside, not touching nothing. My wife's outside. I'm fixing something on her car. Not allowed to touch nothing. You're watching me work. Let me do it.
You can look, but don't touch. Or that was here's a dad line. I've heard this before. You know, with you helping me, I got done almost twice as fast.
Right.
Yeah. That was always like the most. Every time it was like I didn't do anything. Yeah, exactly. Like well, you told me I couldn't.
I swear when I'm working on the car, you know, my kid feels like Ralphie in A Christmas Story because he's just sitting there watching me holding the lug nuts or something. You know.
Joe, you're awesome. Thanks for sharing that, brother.
You guys, too. Thank you. You have a good morning.
All right, there he goes. Again, if you want to see this list, what age you start becoming your father and the 10 signs, you should check it out with Father's Day coming up Sunday. Just text us, 248-398-9279. The keyword is, how old do you become your dad? If you need to know the age, when you start to evolve into your dad, it's posted, of course, the keyword is
house
and the 10 signs. Grilling is on there. I will readily admit that I send out way too many pictures to you, Ryan, of grilling on my Traeger grill over the arc.
It's okay because it's become a Sunday tradition where if I don't get one, I got to call you. Make sure everything's okay.
I honestly didn't realize I'd do this. And then my buddy, I had a couple friends text me going, oh, yeah, you do it all the time. You guys want to see what a pork butt looks like 4 hours in? No, not really. All right, 248-398-927. I want to hear from you as well. When did you become your dad? You were talking about, I think your lawn mowing is very dad-like.
Yeah, well, that's 100% my dad. He won beautification awards from the city of Wixom when we were growing up because of lawn and landscaping.
And that just enabled him, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, I've taken over that part. But like I said earlier, just falling asleep, watching TV, Heidi will change the channel and I'll wake up and be mad. Like, hey, what are you doing? I was watching that.
My dad did that. Here's one thing about my dad. I'll tell you a story about my dad. When he came home every night, he took a shower. We ate dinner at 6, right? He loved to watch this TV show, MASH, reruns. That was his thing. So he would take a shower. He had the same pair of black swim trunks. He never went swimming. I don't know why he wore swim trunks. And he would have a big glass of iced tea in one of those giant Coca-Cola glass cups.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
That was his thing. Glass of iced tea, watch the nightly news after dinner, and then watch reruns of MASH. Every night, Monday through Friday. That's what we did. That was his thing.
The structure, yeah.
I haven't gotten to the tea and stuff, but yeah, I definitely change into shorts when I'm around the house here. Text messages coming in, for example.
Yeah, we got a couple from 586. Volunteer your kids to help somebody. That's how he knows he's turning into his dad.
Hell yeah. Go down there and help Gene.
Especially without them knowing.
Yeah, as soon as they get home.
Yeah. Go 4 doors down. They need your help. What? For what? What are you doing? We got another one from the 248. Yard work became more important than riding my motorcycle.
Oh, dude, that's tough. It's a dad moment, though. Totally get it.
I buy a weed whip. I get buy a new weed whacker or something. Get so excited. That, like, transitioned from when I used to buy baseball bats or hockey sticks.
To a weed whacker?
That or just get something in the mail. I'm like, oh, yeah.
At least we know what you're getting for your wedding gift, man. Heidi, we're getting you a weed whacker. Just check that off. Is that on the list?
Yeah, she'll love that.
Okay. Let me see. Dave, downriver, what you got, bud?
I use duct tape to fix absolutely everything. I fix my plumbing with duct tape. The extension cord my daughter ran over with a lawnmower with duct tape. It's held up pretty well. Cabinets I've done with duct tape. I called my dad that same day. I'm like, Dad, I'm just like you. He's like, why? I said, I'm using duct tape all the time to fix everything. And he says, I'm proud of you, son.
There it is. Thank you, Dave.
That's all I wanted to hear.
He's not wrong. Duct tape anything. I had a 74 Vega in high school. The muffler was falling off, so I duct taped the muffler.
Just to the what? To the bottom of the car?
I taped it to the bottom of the car. What could possibly go wrong? And it was the exhaust pipe. What could have possibly go wrong? It is amazing we're still here.
Oh, my gosh.
If you want to see the list of 10 ways you become your dad without killing yourself, apparently, 248-398-9279. We'll send it to you. The keyword is...
house.
Now, we've been talking about local businesses. Obviously, we want to hear from you. You can email me, BigJim at WCSX.com or BigJim's house at WCSX.com, right?
Okay. Yep.
Hit us up on Facebook, whatever it is. And there's so many cool things going on, but our friend Sarah's on the phone here. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, from Community Financial Credit Union, our Vice President of Marketing, and our buddy, Sarah Cousineau.
Hello.
How are you? This is so cool. We're restarting the Motor City, and you guys, with this summer of sharing promotion you're doing whatever. We've said this, Sarah, you know this all the time. Nobody can help everyone, but everyone can help someone. And you guys are helping a lot of people in the Motor City. Tell us what you're doing.
So this is our 10th year of Summer of Sharing. And basically what we do is we donate $1,000 a day for 60 days during the summer. We have a website, summerofsharing.org, and people can go and nominate their favorite organization. And then we have a group of team members that choose a different organization each day. And so throughout the summer, we're giving $60,000.
Are you discovering charities you probably didn't even know existed?
We are. It's kind of fun to see all the different groups and organizations that are out there and all the amazing things that they're doing in our community.
This is so cool. And the fact that you guys have been doing this for 10 years, this isn't like an impulse thing. This is what, and over the years, Community Financial Credit Union has always been like this. You guys always step up and do this. And like you mentioned, I mean, if there's ever a year, anything you can do to help, and this is a lot. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, community is so important. It's a part of who we are and what we do. And we know that we wouldn't exist without, you know, our members and our community. So we are proud to be able to give back when there's kind of crazy times happening.
Well, on behalf of everybody here at CSX with Beasley Media, Sarah, we want to say thank you to not only you and everybody at Community Financial Credit Union. Summerofsharing.org is the website. We've got until August 28th, so you got time. But I would encourage you, if there's an organization you're aware of, whether it's a nonprofit or an accredited educational institution, summerofsharing.org. Any other tips, or is it pretty straightforward, Sarah?
No, that's really it. Just share your stories, and we'd love to find even more organizations that we didn't know were out there.
We're starting the Motor City. It's what it's all about. You're the best, Sarah. We'll talk soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
There's always room in Big Jim's house.
I just hope this isn't all too good to be true, hee-hee.
Call or text 248-398.
Traeger, Ironwood 855. I always get the
855.
Grill. Thank you. That's the one. From our friends at Traeger Grill, valued at close to $1,500. You got to get it in for you. You really got me. Just text us, the keyword is
Dad.
And it's just a picture of Dad by the grill.
Yep, and you got until Friday night to do it, so you got some time.
There's one guy, I think he was being a smartass and put a picture of himself holding a drill. I'm like, whoever you are, you're fun. I want to hang with you. I want to have a beverage, man. That's pretty funny. Okay. Story comes out of New Mexico. Homeowner wakes up, somebody's burglarizing his home. Horrifying.
Right.
To wake up and realize someone's in your house. Mark Rivera entered the homeowner's bedroom. He had things in his hand. He had some brownies. He had a soda. He had Gatorade. And he was holding a roast. So he came into his bedroom with a pot roast in his hand and the other things. They fought, and they spilled out onto the front lawn where the cop showed up, and the homeowner won. So Mark Rivera pinned this guy down. Why is he walking? Why is he breaking into a bedroom with a pot roast, some Gatorade, and some brownies? Right?
There's nothing really to say here, because it's a fully cooked one, too, isn't it?
We don't know.
The roast.
We don't assume so. Came over for dinner.
That's not wrong house. That's not wrong house. This guy was messed up. It had to be on something.
Yeah, gravy.
Didn't you do the thing where you walked into the wrong house?
That was a Christmas party, and I had a drink. I didn't attack anybody with a pot roast in it. We're still trying to figure out a headline for this. Local resident on pot gets roasted.
Ooh,
see?
That's better.
Major market stuff, Port Huron. You don't hear that. All right, we're out. Donnie's coming in next. You guys be well. We're back tomorrow morning. Another round of Battle of Burbs, 8:20 on Thursday, right?
8:20, yep.
Okay. We'll start talking Father's Day, too. What's the most embarrassing thing your kid did? Just purse your lips and whistle. Start thinking about that. We taught our kid how to drop his pants and pee in a tree once because he really had to go when he was playing t-ball. And then he just decided from that point on he could pee wherever he wanted.
Yeah. That's, yeah, you're allowed to.
You're not allowed to. We're not docking bodily functions with you after yesterday's show. We're done with that. So, yeah, no.
Hey, it's Ryan from Big Jim's House. Today, businesses are starting to bounce back. But what if you could do better than that? What if you could adapt, deliver, and succeed?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.